Hey, it's Highway Radio. Josh Bell is here. Let's get our hate on.
Josh Bell hates everything.
That's right, including your movie.
Josh Bell hates everything.
Except me.
Hey, Josh.
Hello.
Good to see you. Josh doesn't really hate everything. He's just a critic. That's why we say he hates everything.
Yeah, I like a lot of things. I think we might be about to talk about something that I like.
Really? Because this looked pretty good. I watched the trailer. Josh watches the movie. Let's have a listen to Judy.
I'm sorry it's so late.
Miss Carr.
No, please. I'm Judy.
I'm very sorry, but your suite has been released.
What do you mean, released? Where exactly is it gone?
Your account was in arrears.
Clang, clang, clang with the trolley.
Can't have the world's greatest entertainer out here without a drink.
Frank Sinatra's here?
Frank is great, but he is no Judy Garland.
I don't have a home. I can't even get a manager.
London would offer you a lot of money.
Do you take anything for depression?
Four husbands. Didn't work.
So, pretty good trailer. Trailer was good, and it's got to be a daunting task for someone to undertake that role.
Yeah.
Judy Garland, right?
Yeah, Renee Zellweger takes that on, and she does a great job. I mean, really, her performance is what this movie, has. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a fine movie. It's a biopic about Judy Garland that's really just focused on the last, like, year or so of her life. As you hear in that trailer, she's got a lot of problems at that moment, financial problems, drug problems, relationship problems, and she can't really get a job. So she goes on this run of shows in London that's kind of a comeback of sorts. Mm-hmm. Some of them go really well, and some of them go
not
really
so
not
good.
Well, and it really kind of just depends on the condition that she's in on
right.
a particular day.
Yeah.
But it's a look at her kind of in decline, but also the way that despite all of this stuff that's going on, she still has this amazing Judy Garland quality about her.
Mm-hmm.
As a performer and as a person, very sharp-tongued, as you can see.
Right.
And yeah, Renee Zellweger really embodies that without just doing an impression.
I mean,
she doesn't necessarily sound exactly like Judy Garland. She does her own singing here, and she's a fine singer, but she's certainly not one of the greatest singers of all time.
Sure.
But I think as far as what the movie is trying to do, the story that it's trying to tell, it works to look at this person in the last part of her life, this performer, as she's trying to get things together. I mean, I'm saying it's the last part of her life. She was 47, though. Mm-hmm. She was still young. It's
right.
just she lived hard,
right.
you know. And we have some flashbacks to her as a young girl when she's working on The Wizard of Oz, so you can get a sense of how she ended up this way and the way Hollywood treated her. And a few of those kind of maybe are more than enough.
Mm-hmm.
There's a relationship she has with her fifth husband, played by Finn Wittrock, and that's pretty thin. There's a lot of basic biopic stuff here, but the performance is so good, and it takes the right approach overall. I think that if you're interested at all in Judy Garland or in kind of Hollywood history,
old Hollywood stuff, yeah,
yeah,
okay.
yeah, it's absolutely worth seeing. So yeah, I liked it, and I can be tough on biopics. It's easy to make a bad one and make one that just goes through the motions, but I think this one is slightly better than most.
Now, is this the beginning? Are we starting to see the beginning of the season where we start to get movies that are substantial?
Yeah,
okay.
It's so early, and yet, yeah, I mean, there's definitely been an Oscar talk for Renee Zellweger. Mm-hmm. I think that would be, if anything, what this movie would get. It's not one of the best movies of the year. I don't see this being a Best Picture nominee or anything like that. But her performance is really good, and it's the kind of performance that the Oscars usually like.
Mm-hmm.
And she herself also has kind of a comeback narrative going. She's barely been in anything in the last 10 years.
Sure.
And this is certainly the most high-profile thing she's done, aside from Bridget Jones, in a long time.
Right.
So I think she has a good chance and deserves it. She gives a very good performance in
cool.
this movie.
All right. Well, that's tall praise coming from Josh Bell, who hates everything. 5 being the most stars that you could get. How many does this one get?
I give it a 3.5
nice.
Out of 5. It's a solid movie.
All
worth
right.
seeing.
Cool. And Josh Bell does a podcast, too.
Yeah. Awesome Movie Year is the podcast that I co-host with comedian Jason Harris. Each season takes a look back at a different year in movies, and we just launched our second season on the films of 2007 with Spider-Man 3, the biggest movie at the box office. So check that out at awesomemovieyear.com or wherever you look for podcasts.
And of course, as always, joshbellhateseverything.com. Josh,
yes.
A pleasure. Good to see you, man.
Thanks for having me.
Drive carefully, people. This is Highway Radio.